When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Hi, sorry.
Are you okay?
Yeah, Eyes of Tammy Faye just ended.
Oh my God.
Oh, God.
Jessica, the nomination.
I'm crying because of Eyes of Tammy Faye. Sorry.
Because of Jessica or because of Andrew Garfield?
I was just so moved by the film. Hi.
Sorry, I'm late. Oh, is everything all right?
Yeah, I was just finishing up the film Eyes of Tammy Faye.
Eyes of Tammy Faye.
Oh,
have you seen it?
Of course. Have I seen it?
Yeah. I loved it.
I lived it. And I was a gaffer.
Oh, you gaffed the film?
Yeah, I gaffed the film.
How do you work with all those cords and wires
and
stuff?
Yeah, how do you work with that stuff?
You know what?
I've always wanted to know.
It's so difficult because I learn it on the job, and then by the time I do the next movie, it's already flown out of my head.
I hate that.
I am not production friendly.
No. And it has to be hard, too, to gaff a story you lived. You know, you lived it.
Oh, my God.
You lived that story, Eyes of Tammy.
Hey, did you ask me to sell my life rights? No, I guess I'll work on the electricity of the set. It's so crazy. This
now,
industry...
that starred Jessica Chastain.
That starred Jessica
Chastain.
Chastain.
Well, that's actually the correct pronunciation.
Chastain.
Everyone mispronounces it, but she stopped correcting people.
She stopped
she
correcting people.
She got tired of it.
Now it's that thing where she even forgot how to pronounce
it. Oh.
She's an actress.
Whatever.
She's an actress.
Jessica Chastain, what else has she been in?
Mrs. Sloan. That it was a big hit.
Mrs. Sloan, I think was she in House of Cards?
No,
oh, I'm sorry.
No,
oh,
no,
I'm,
that
I
was
didn't
the
mean
other.
To bring.
You should have.
That was Kevin.
That was Kevin. We don't talk about
him. Yeah.
Various Bruno type situation. We don't talk about him.
Kevin is persona non grata, which in Latin is what?
Means get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of Dodge.
Persona non grata is translated to
don't let the door hit.
We don't talk to her.
We don't talk about her.
We don't talk about her. Well, we have our performance review ready for you.
Oh, yeah. Listen, okay. Grab a sugar-free Red Bull because you're going to want to
great.
You're going to want to chill out for a second.
See, okay. This is perfect cuz there's already so much progress being made. He didn't have to like get the can from me.
I think he might have been like.
Well, no, I just
he's
knew
getting
to
big for his
help
britches.
Myself from the mini fridge.
Yeah,
in the corner of Matt's office.
So I think that is a step in the right direction. Matt might think it's a step in the wrong direction because you're going into his fridge.
Just saying, we're halfway through the series now, and it's been a huge success. So I'm just saying, stay hungry and thirsty, as it were.
So I took the city bus into work today.
Okay,
like I always do.
This guy
eight. Out of the nine people on the bus,
recognized you. We get it.
Wanted to get a photo with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And did like you or were you?
How'd you treat him?
It was great.
Yeah.
But the other eight guys, eight out of the nine people brought up Clown Parade to me.
Really?
Yes.
In a positive way?
Oh, I mean, four out of the eight positive. Oh. Super positive.
Okay.
What was the other four saying?
The other four, and then. Two out of the remaining four, you know, Wouldn't recommend it to a friend, but sucks. Enjoyed it.
Okay.
Other two.
No, they didn't like it.
Did not like it.
But you know what? It's good that they have a strong opinion. That makes our Q rating high.
That makes the Q rating high, but it also, you know, the mean average
yes.
reception is
Keep
not
going.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The median
Keep going.
Response.
Keep going.
Like within a standard deviation of
Dig
like
into
two
the data.
Yeah.
positive points of feedback mm-hmm. will then integrate into something that could suggest that we're not doing as well as we should. And therefore
right.
you are not doing as well in your performance review as
oh.
you should.
So that's, I guess, why this long walk is to say our big note for you is great job, stay hungry.
What or thirsty as it were.
Or thirsty as it were.
Now we're going
right.
into our sixth person.
I think my performance evaluation will tick up slightly.
Well, okay? That's not for you to decide.
You're right.
I know.
I'm hopeful.
Okay.
Why is Matt always like...
He watched this movie.
I just watched Eyes of Tammy Faye. I'm on edge. I'm emotional.
But I know that some people... Like, you only get yelled at by some people who truly love you.
That's what this is.
Okay. All right.
Hey.
Yeah.
I love you. Now pitch.
Okay.
Love you,
so,
though.
So, after much deliberation...
Mm-hmm.
Scouring for young new talent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All over the country.
Well, that was the mandate.
And parts of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I've Good landed parts. On someone that I think you guys absolutely will flip for. Raphael Chastain.
Oh my God, we love Raphael.
I'm in a real Chastain place, so
yes.
Chastain.
And
I'm
that's
really
what I was alluding
in.
To earlier.
Yes.
Chastain.
But now, what has he got for us?
Well, here's a character, Omari Broadwater, an eccentric billionaire. He believes he's being recorded for a documentary about the success of his fake news empire. Uh-oh. But he's in for something way more. The truth. Libelous confessions of a fake news writer
oh
is what
gosh.
We have next on the docket.
So this is us sort of going into more hard news.
Hard news.
Hard
Succession.
News.
Hard fake news.
Right. Yes.
Yes.
Succession.
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 Kevin Spacey.
No.
Yes, actually.
Okay, yes.
House of Cards.
House of Cards.
Yes.
And Raphael, I mean, he's been writing and performing sketch comedy all over Los Angeles. We landed another LA
What city?
Person.
What?
I had a lozenge cut
oh.
in the back of my
lozenge. And so because you had a lozenge cut, so you said
lozenges.
It's all over lozenge.
These LA theaters, he's in all of them. UCB,
yeah.
The Second City,
mm-hmm.
The Second City Hollywood,
mm-hmm.
and The Pack.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
He joined the cast of College Humor in 2017.
Great year.
Left in 2018, only return in 2019. Only to leave again the back end of 2019
Gaps are
okay.
to return during 2020.
Some people can't get enough. Keep
Other
back.
Acting credits include Adam Ruins Everything, Food, Fact, or Fiction.
I think food's fake.
Yeah, that's actually a big topic.
Mm-hmm. But I think this is perfect because Raphael is...
Dealing with fake news. With his character,
Omari
Broadwater.
Okay, Will, this might be interesting.
So I just put it out there.
Well, let's
see what you guys think.
Great.
Should we take a listen?
Let's put it out there for the listener. This is
Libelous Confessions of a Fake News Writer.
Fake news doesn't have to be just one thing. I don't have to stick to just one thing. I'm a once-in-a-generation creative genius. Who wrote the headline, Joe Biden only eats the gray part of the salmon? Huh? Who wrote that? I wonder who... That was me. I'm the one who wrote... I'm Steve Jobs. I'm Walt Disney. Benjamin Franklin? That motherfucker invented electricity. Before that, nobody had nowhere to plug their shit in. I'm all of them.
I'm saying, if it wasn't for Benjamin Franklin, we'd all just be walking around with cell phones. You buy them, and as soon as the battery dies, you just gotta throw that shit away. You wanna live in that kind of life? I'm the person. What are you doing? What are you doing? Are you on your laptop right now? Are you fact checking me right now? Are you fact checking? Ain't no fact checking happening in this motherfucker, cause this is a fake news motherfucker. No fact checking going on in here. That's the only thing that won't be happening. But we gonna do a whole lot of shit, okay? A whole lot of shit. Because I am the Kanye West of fake news writing. So you can't tell me to just stick to just one thing. Everybody else does just one thing. That is basic. That's basic shit. That shit is for mere motherfucking mortals. Man, I'm trying to take y'all to supreme being. I'm trying to take you higher on a whole other motherfucking level. That's just the truth, man. That's just the truth. I'm all about the truth. Except when I'm writing the fake news, which is what I do all the time because I'm the greatest at it. But when I'm not doing that all the time, the other part is, look, man, I don't have to do just one thing. Look at Yamaha, all right? Yamaha is a multi-hyphenate company. It's an electronics / musical instruments / motor company. Yo, man, I like my Yamaha piano. Why the fuck would that make them think they should start building motorcycles?
Omari Accurate News reports Joe Biden doesn't wipe.
A Christian seismologist from Omari Accurate News claims a recent increase in earthquakes is being directly caused by an increase of rock and roll. News at 11.
In a new interview with Omari Accurate News, Dr. Fauci refuses to take responsibility for 9/11. He says it's because he had nothing to do with it. We'll let you decide.
Hello. I'm radio journalist Connor Wabash. And for the past year and a half or so, I've been following the world's first billionaire fake news writer, Omari Broadwater. I had been trying to get just an interview with Omari for years, but he always turned me down. Then, one day, out of the blue, he called me up to do a full documentary series, and I jumped at the chance. The reason I had pursued him for so long is because at just 36 years old, this truly self-made billionaire has constructed a multimedia empire off the back of headlines like, "Have you lost your remote control?" 10 ways it could have been stolen by Joe Biden. And this all-time classic, "Barack kills Osama bin Laden, ... to cover up BFF relationship?" While many would disagree, Omari insists that what he does is art, arguing that fake news is just his form of expression. But when I ask, what about the readers who believe his articles, Omari seemed to reject that premise altogether.
Why would anyone believe it? I mean, it's fake news.
I'd like to note that when Omari refers to his work as fake news, he doesn't mean it as satirical, like The Onion.
Nah. It's just fake.
But seeing as how there are undeniably people who believe Omari's articles, I had to question whether Omari was, in fact, an effective communicator, despite connecting with millions of readers on a deep level. What even is an effective communicator? And is truly accurate communication even possible? How do you know for sure that the words that you're trying to get across are landing exactly as they should? People have different points of views and different perspectives and can interpret things in different ways. All right, here I am. We are in the car now. We are driving up to Omari's estate. This will be our first time here. I'm just going to describe. So right now we're on a bumpy, gravelly road. We are now entering the gates. We're on the private property. This is a very large, expansive estate. I'd say at least 50 acres. There you can see a house, a very large mansion in the distance. We're gaining on it. It seems to be the exact replica of the White House. Oh wow. Oh, look at these fountains. And we're passing under a to water spouting statue. Oh my. They're not statues at all. These are real people spitting out water into the... I should note that this... Well, we're passing it now, but the scene behind me was pretty remarkable. I should note that this, the working conditions are different on this estate, as Amari actually bought this property from the government to be its own nation state called Omarty. Not to be confused with Omerta, which I am definitely not saying out loud for the first time, but, you know, Omerta, which I'm sure I'm pronouncing correctly, is a mob thing or something, as we all know. But this is a totally different thing. Oh, here we go. Okay. All right. We are at the house, and let me just get out here. Oh, no. Oh, these are big dogs. Okay. Oh, that's a friendly. Okay. You like to nip. You really like to nip. You are too big for that. But that's okay. If someone could just, someone's got to be.
Bezos, stop sniffing the reporter's butt. Hey, quiet, Elon. Shut up. Get over here. Get over here, Elon. Down, Elon. Bezos, back off.
Thank you. Your dog's names are Bezos and Elon?
Yeah, I named them after my heroes. Yeah, Elon just took a huge shit on the carpet. That must have scared the camera guys away. It's safe to bring them out now. Come on, camera crew, makeup, everybody, lights, everybody, come on out. Come on, it's okay. The dogs are fine now.
No, there's no film crew here. This is a documentary podcast. It's a podcast, but it's a documentary.
Right. Yeah. Right. It's a documentary. So just tell the camera people, then come on out now.
No, I'm a radio reporter, so I don't have a camera.
I know you don't have a camera. I'm saying, look, man, whosever job it is to hold the camera, come on out. We're ready to shoot now. We're ready for you. The dogs are fine.
You know what? I'll just shoot it on my phone. How about that?
Okay. All right. It's cheaper, less overhead, bigger profit margins. No, I like that. Yeah, I like that a lot. So you just gonna fire your staff like that, just on the spot like that? God damn, I'm inspired. I might fire somebody today because of you.
No, I don't do that.
Already dialing. Hey, Cheryl. Yeah. You're fired. Yep. Pick up your stuff. I don't care. Hey, do what you gotta do, Cheryl. Do what you gotta do, just as long as you're out of the office by the end of the day.
How did that go?
Very bad. Very bad. She's gonna sue for wrongful termination, and yeah, I think she's got a case. All right, let's go, Bo.
Okay, well, I guess the first question I have is, I know you don't think anyone believes the headlines you produce, but let's just imagine if someone did. How would you feel about that?
Why would anyone believe it? There's obviously no secondary sources. It's not an AP or Reuters. That's all I read.
You only get your news from AP and Reuters.
Yeah, I'm not a genius, am I?
No, you're not. Also, those are interesting. Those aren't bowling balls, are they?
Nah, they're Neanderthal skulls. Yeah. The eyes and nose holes are way better fit for my fingers. I think I was like a warrior or some shit in another life.
What did you start out wanting to be?
An international human rights advocate. Yeah. I went to school to study law and how it relates to refugees and asylum seekers. But I had a professor tell me to work on my public speaking. Yeah, and that improv class might be helpful with that, which, of course, I didn't want to do at first, like I wasn't really into it. But, man, when I finally went, yo, I loved that shit. Almost instantly, I fell in love with that shit.
And why was that? Why was it that you felt such a connection, you think, so early on?
Two words. Yes, and. No matter what I say, my scene partner's gotta believe that shit.
Amari's improv class allowed students to record their improv classes for a small fee. We were able to contact one of Amari's former classmates for a recording.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to steal a moment for yourself before the week ahead. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Can I get two people to start a scene where one of you initiates and the other one yes ands the initiation? Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. You, oh, kid. All right, we're gonna do a scene together.
Oh, awesome. Okay, cool.
Yeah, you and me.
All right. All right. Okay.
Okay, okay. So I'm gonna initiate.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah. Sounds good. Okay. And then I'll receive.
Yeah. So I'll be the one, and then you say yes, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Totally.
All right.
Everybody, I can initiate if you...
Everybody else sit down, actually. Everybody else sit down. We're gonna do this scene. Okay. All right. Okay. So here's me... initiating, totally improvised, straight off the dome.
I have an initiation. Okay, sorry.
What?
I was gonna. It felt like you were taking a second. I have an initiation. If you want me to, you can go. Sorry.
No.
Okay.
No, I definitely don't want you to go. I'm.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I am the most brilliant artist of all time.
Yes, and mm-hmm.
That's right.
You are a millionaire.
Yeah. Yes. And I turned my millions into billions of dollars. And I'm also the greatest at basketball.
Yes, you're very good at basketball. And
that's right.
I am a baker.
No, we're sticking with me. Hold on. We're sticking with me. Okay. So you are a baker for me because of how great I am, and you bake for me for free.
Yes. Yes. And I live in your mansion.
That's, yes. You live in one of the many rooms in my mansion that has so many rooms where I make love to so many women, and the lovemaking is so great that it makes dolphins cry.
Yes, and everyone loves you in the whole world.
Oh, man, that was great. That was a very good scene.
Can I
that
say,
was a good scene.
Can I ask a question? So
So when you're doing a scene with someone and they don't kind of give you anything, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah, let's talk about kind of two-handed, like two-way street kind of stuff. Omari, how does that sound?
Two-way streets?
You know, like he yes-handed you, so why don't you yes-hand him a little bit?
Yeah. Well, you said I was initiating and then they yes-hand, so that's where, you know, that's where I'm getting confused here. I mean, Omari's supposed to be initiating. I initiate, then the yes-handing comes from the other side, so they say, you know, exactly what I say, except more of it.
Okay, yeah. Well, let's try that again. And Kevin, if you want to just initiate, you know, support Omari fully, because it sounded like that's what he wants.
Yeah, it sounded like you fucked up. All right.
Well, I don't know about that. Okay.
Well, you'll get another chance. We'll see.
Okay, thank you so much. Yes.
You're welcome. I am the creator of the whole universe.
Yes, and...
You got to go bigger. You got to go bigger with that. Now.
I'm trying to get there. Yes, okay. And you created multiple universaires.
Hey, that's good. That was good heightening. All right. So you're getting better at it. All right.
Thanks.
So, okay. Yes, I created multiple universes and everything within them. And they all, everything that I created loves me and recognizes my greatness.
Yes, and you are God.
Yeah. I am God. Whoa. Now that was a twist. I didn't see that coming. I hadn't even thought of that. That wasn't even something I thought of. I like you. I think we should improvise more together.
Oh, it's a scene over? Okay. Yeah. Cool. I guess, yeah. Sure.
Hell yeah.
Been trying to get on practice groups, but everybody says that I'm just
practice.
Yeah, practice, you know, practice makes perfect. I have a practice group that I'm actually running right now over at my house in Silver Lake. If you want to come by, we have a really cool coach on Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, awesome. Hell motherfucking yeah, because I know you need me. I know you need Omari.
I like your confidence. It's fun to be around someone who's confident. Not a lot of us are confident, so...
Yeah, that's me. If I got one thing, it's confidence.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I stayed in college after that, but, yo, I was pretty much just living in the dorms. You know what I mean? Like, I stopped going to classes and was just basically just pursuing improv full time.
To get more of a full perspective on Omari, we spoke to a mental health expert, Dr. Lance Kielbasa, for his analysis. Dr. Kielbasa, thank you so much, first of all, for joining us. I know you have a busy schedule, and we're very grateful to have you here with us.
Thank you for having me. Happy to make the time.
First, I just want to ask, have you encountered anyone like Omari before in your practice?
Well, I have not. Omari is a singular figure in my study because when I have worked with other people, I've been able to pinpoint their personality disorders. Every time I tried to figure out what exactly made Omari tick, what it was that caused him to see an altered reality than everybody else, I always found a hiccup. There is no personality disorder in any cluster of personality disorder groups that fits Omari. He always kind of jumps his way around it. He can't be histrionic because he seems to have empathy. He can't be antisocial because he seems to command a room. Long story short, I don't think there's anything mentally wrong with Omari. I think he's just, well, kind of an asshole.
And so that's your diagnosis?
Yeah, I'm going to say asshole. He's putting something on. He's choosing to be who he is. And there's no therapy. There's no medicine, there is no treatment I can prescribe to that. He knows what he's doing is wrong, and he likes it.
Interesting. So there's nothing that you could prescribe, or there's nothing at all? Interesting.
I had Omari at one of my retreats in the Sonoran Desert. I take a couple of my patients, some people that I like to study, some people that I've been working with, out for 30 days to work with other people to see if we can make breakthroughs. By the end of the retreat, Omari had everyone so scared of what he was going to post about them online that no one spoke to him. But at the end of the retreat, everyone still wanted his phone number. People love him. People fear him. People hate him.
Interesting.
And people want to be him. It's confounding.
And what about the... So for a different subject, you might call his grandiose proclamations delusions of grandeur. What exactly, when he says things like he's the greatest of all time, that's just him being an asshole.
You said it yourself. It's it definitely is the delusion of grandeur. It definitely is him looking for an alternate reality than what exists. But I can't quite pin down if it is a mental fixation, if it is an obsession, if it is any sort of neurological dissonance with what we have in the world, or if he just kind of wants to go this way. There is a lot of debate in the mental health community upon when you can decide to call someone an asshole. It's a hard place to settle on, and I get a lot of flack for it. And I've never called one of my clients an asshole. The thing about it is that he's never been one of my clients. He calls me on the phone. He talks to me for a long time. I say, hey, you want to come in? He says, no, I'm all better. And he hangs up. And then I see him quote me as a mental health expert in some sort of article talking about how Miley Cyrus is, you know, split personality disorder. You know, I see him quoting me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Hannah Montana and Miley Cyrus are two different people. It is, you know, Disney Channel started Hannah Montana to cover up her dissociative identity disorder. That article, obviously, millions of clicks, and it gets me clients to this day. What I can say is that I don't want to call Omari an asshole, but calling him any sort of mentally ill is insulting to anyone who is mentally ill. It's not fair to the people who are actually suffering, okay? It's not right.
And there you have it.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to steal a moment for yourself before the week ahead. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
I also tracked down Kevin, Amari's scene partner from that earlier recording.
Yeah, hi.
Kevin, hey, are you able to, first of all, thank you so much for being here with us.
Of course. Happy to make the time. Yeah, happy to.
Can you kind of describe for us what it was like meeting Omari for the first time from your perspective?
I met Omari in Improv 101. I was taking it with a bunch of my friends because I, you know, came out to LA wanting to be the next, I don't know, Fred Armisen or somebody fun like that. And I met Omari, and I'd never felt an energy quite like that. You know, I grew up in a place where, you know, an Irish Catholic family where I was always told to minimize myself, be smaller. You know, you're nothing. You know, I grew up in a very, very critical household. So to be around someone who is so, so unabashedly aware that they are one of the greatest people in the world, it was intoxicating. It was nice to be around that. It was fun for me. Because I was like, wow, you know, if he's giving me attention, that makes me feel like I might not be some worthless sack of potato shit. You know what I mean? Like, it makes me feel like I could be something else. So it was really fun to be his friend and to have him around. Because when we would go to restaurants, he would only order the nicest things. Being with Omari was the first time I ever had Veuve Clicquot. A really nice champagne. I'd only had Brut before that. You know, I'd only had Andre. He lived nice. He lived good. Wow. He lived fun.
Yeah, sure.
And then I started feeling invisible.
Right.
That's kind of slowly when I started realizing, like, oh, I could be anyone. You know, it was a copy-paste because I started seeing him talk to other people, and then they'd be excited. Uh-huh. And then he started slowly forgetting my name.
Yes.
And that kind of made me feel bad. That was the other side where I was like, oh, I was just kind of a dumping ground for his ego for a little bit. And that's the stuff I've been kind of dealing with for the past 5-10 years in therapy and just being like, what happened? You know, like I felt like I got thrown into an office chair and spun around 50 times and then pushed out. It's really kind of what I'm dealing with for myself. What happened? What was that?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
That,
but
no,
he's fun, man. Is he listening to this? He's not going to listen. Is he involved?
He's semi-involved. I'm trying to get more control.
I love him.
But no, he's definitely not listening right now.
And if he were to come around, I would be so happy to see him.
Yes.
Sure. It's just hard. It's just, I see his stuff. I don't love it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared of him. It's taken a long time for me to say that, but I'm...
Sure, right.
I'm scared of what he'll do to me if he gets close to me again.
And how so? You mean physically or just through his power and
influence?
He has
a way of making you forget everything you know is right. He has a way of making you realize the way you've been thinking is wrong and the way he sees something is true, even if the facts... aren't there. He's a bit of a magician, and he's a bit of a world shower. He opens the curtain to what something could be, and that's intoxicating. That's exciting. But it's also wrong. I would go home to Thanksgiving dinners, and I would say some of the stuff that he said to me, and I would get laughed off the table, you know? He would say, did you hear that Newt Gingrich owns a farm in New Hampshire where he makes human foie gras, where he forces people... to eat things and make fatty livers, and then he serves human liver to people. And my family wouldn't like that, you know?
Right.
And it wasn't a conservative liberal thing. It was this is just the kind of thing that doesn't make sense and it's upsetting right. You believed it. And I think he kind of used me as a kind of training ground to figure out the lies that people would be susceptible to. Yeah. And I feel used.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Interesting. Yeah.
It's okay.
Well, I'm very sorry.
It's okay.
I'm very sorry to hear
it's
that.
Okay. I'm good now. If he asks, I'm good. I'm really good.
Okay, that's great. He did ask.
He did ask.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And he said Kevin, he said my name.
He did not remember your name. But he remembered the guy that he had to lift up in improv scenes.
Lift up metaphorically. Yeah. Because he didn't physically lift me up. We had this thing where I would always try to do kind of physical scene work, and he'd stop the scene. He'd say, "Do not touch me." So when he said lift up, I was like, that doesn't sound like Omari. But yes, yeah, he did always kind of actively tell me I was the dead weight. And that took a lot to unpack, too. That took a lot for me to deal with as well.
Yes.
I'm good now, though. I'm a business owner, so I'm good.
That's wonderful. What business is this that you're running?
I run an Etsy shop where I write office quotes on old pieces of driftwood from the ocean. So if you can go to Kevin's Chili Pot, that's a little office pun because my name is Kevin and there's a chili pot in an episode of The Office. You go there and there's all sorts of, you know, just really nice quotes from all your favorite seasons on driftwood. Cause I live in a beautiful, beautiful ocean home in Oxnard, California. So
Oxnard. Okay.
Yeah. We call it Oxnard. Locals do. Locals call it Oxnard. And you can tell Omari that if you want, but
beautiful.
Thanks.
Beautiful. Yeah. We will do just that.
Awesome. Thanks so
much.
Thank
you so much.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
Honestly. If you go to my Etsy shop, you can get 10% off if you use the code Angela. Just a character from The Office.
We will absolutely let the listeners know.
Thanks.
We learned that Omari eventually got himself kicked out of his improv group for steamrolling scenes, which may be no surprise to anyone who's been listening this long. But we also have audio from one of their shows that the team was allowed to record for a small fee.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Omari Players. And I know that wasn't on the flyers, but I've improvised that name up right now, that team name. That's how good I am at improv. Anyway, we're just going to need a one-word suggestion from anybody in the audience. Just one word. Shout it out.
Carrot.
No. Can I get a funny suggestion? Something that's funny so that we could do some comedy here. Okay. One word.
But.
What was it? What?
But.
Very funny word. All right. Now we're going to improvise off of the word but. Hey, Kevin, get out of here.
Okay.
We're going to improvise right now. No, okay. Everybody else get back. No. Get back, Stacy. Get back. All right. This is going to be our scene. We're going to do the first scene. Then Stacy does the second scene. Then Ron... you could do the fourth scene with, you know, whoever you want, but okay. All right. I got the nicest butt in the world.
Yes, you do have the nicest butt in the world.
Thank you.
And your butt won't quit.
Yeah, my butt won't quit. My butt won't quit, and it's the hardest working butt in show business, way better than your butt.
Yes, your butt is way much better than my butt. And we're at the pants store right
way
now.
Way better. Way better. Well, we're at the shoe store now. Because,
oh, it's the shoe store.
Yeah, we're at the shoe store. Because the pants store, we couldn't find no pants that was good enough for my butt. So now we're going to the shoe store. Because, you know, sometimes they got shoes where the way that it makes your foot at an angle, it'll make your butt look bigger. Because it exercises the muscles in the butt. So that's what we're going to do now. Because I also have the prettiest feet in the world.
Okay, yeah, you have the prettiest feet in the world. And your feet are amazing.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say amazing. I would say that they're, like, glorious.
Okay,
and,
can I go again, then?
Well,
you have your feet are glorious.
Yeah, my feet are... Yeah, all right, go ahead. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, my feet are glorious. Yo,
whoa, are those feet made of gold?
No, they're actually made of rubies. They're made of rubies.
Okay, wow, those feet are made of rubies. And, they're made of rubies. There's someone here to try to steal your feet.
Steal...
No, this guy is actually here. That's not a man. That's my mother. So sorry that you called. So you should apologize for calling them a man. And they're not stealing my feet. They're actually coming in to clean my feet. They're coming in to clean my feet up.
Okay. And I'm going to leave, but you can stay here.
Yeah. You get out. I'm going to stay.
Yeah. I mean, you know, looking back on it, I can get why they didn't want to play with me. But at the time, getting kicked off the team wasn't something I was willing to accept. You know what I mean? I mean, my girlfriend at the time was writing for the school paper and let me publish a story about how the group was actually a sex cult.
So that was your first fake news story?
Yeah. I wrote that, you know, the improv group was actually a sex cult as kind of like blackmail. Like, you know, if you let me back on the team, I'll tell everybody this was a lie. But that didn't work because they didn't want anything to do with me. You know what I mean? And neither did any other team. But you know what? The article did mad numbers. I mean, people loved it. They ate it up. They knew it was a lie. That's why the blackmail part didn't work. But they ate it up. So I said, yo, I'm sticking to this shit. Man, that article reached a way bigger audience than any improv show. So that was it. I was hooked. I figured if I could get this much attention for something I wrote about this little improv indie group, I mean, I could get way more attention for writing bigger stories with wider interests about different shit. So I started writing up fake shit about the president and you know, fucking Will and Grace. And it really riled people up. I'm talking about, like, I'd even write fake news stories about celebrities, then tweeted at them and, you know, tweeted at them from different accounts. So I'd be like, hey, I saw this thing. Is this true? And I tweeted at so many celebrities and politicians that they started responding to it, like going out in public and denying the shit. So then that brought more eyeballs to it, made that shit go viral. That brought more people to the site. Now you got cable news picking it up. I mean, we was everywhere. We were everywhere off of that shit. Russia, Turkey, Nigeria, we're all over the place. I mean, it was fucking huge. It was fucking huge. Do you understand me? It was gigantic. The biggest shit ever. It was the biggest. It was all over the place. It was the biggest shit ever.
So, wait. Why are you opening up about your story now?
Because I'm going to use this documentary to help me win a Peabody.
And here's a look at what happens next time.
Yo, what the fuck? Yo, The Onion just won a Peabody. The Onion just won a Peabody? Come on, man.
I sat down with Amari News Corp's lawyer. To begin with, how did you get here?
Do you know what student loans are? Student loans. They charge you for going to school lots of money that you can't pay.
Right.
You pay them back later.
What is your relationship exactly to Mr. Broadwater?
I'm his right-hand man, kind of like Brutus.
Man, they can't. They can't do this to us, man.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.